Hi, Calvin, and warmly welcome to
Thank you very much. It's
my
great to be here.
invitation about conversations about opportunity when the winds of change is blowing. Normally, when I invite people, they get to choose the headlines that we're talking about. But you throw it back at me again and said, "What do you want to talk about? Why did you
multiple
do that?"
times. Why do I do that? Because I find that the most interesting conversations happen when I speak with someone who's actually genuinely curious and interested, versus that brings out the better stuff in me, versus like, here's a topic that I like to talk about and then like have me talk. So I like to be surprised by what I say.
Okay. Would you start to introducing yourself?
Yes. So my name is Calvin. I founded a company called Simplero, which is all-in-one software for online marketing, online businesses, coaching, course creations, etc. And I did that because I wanted to teach spiritual development to entrepreneurs. That was what drove me in the beginning and still drives me. And then I figured out that, you know, I needed better software. So I started writing that. And yeah, it's been a continuous journey of personal and spiritual growth throughout the years. To me, business is, you know, business to me is not about money. Like, money is a means to an end. Business is a means to an end. And business for me is just a playground to develop relationships, build relationships like I meet you, and to develop myself into who I'm here to become.
Oh, I love that. So the first video, I chose New World Leadership. What does it require from us?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
So I'm going to throw it back to you and say, what's the new world?
That's what we are making it to be. I think it's going to take a little time. I think we are just in the huge beginning, as just in the beginning. But what's it going to be? In the long term, it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be more balanced, feminine and masculine leadership. It's going to be much more balanced. We are going to see much more love. We're going to see much more people living from their hearts. And in that way, becoming much more authentic, I think.
Yeah. I mean, those are huge things for me, all of those. That healthy integration of masculine and feminine energies, right? If you're very strong masculine energy in business, you will create a business that's very likely very successful, but there's not going to be a lot of meaning. And if you're all feminine energy in business, you're going to create something where there's a lot of meaning and purpose and caring and all that, but you're probably not going to generate a lot of results. And I've tried, like, I'm a very feminine guy who's had to build my masculine side up and learn that. And it show, like, business shows the, like, it was very confusing back when I was very feminine. Like, nobody knew what they were supposed to do. There are no procedures. Like, I remember some of my team members back when we were like 3 or 4, and they were like, "We should have some SOPs." And I'm like, "What's SOPs? What is that?" Like, standard operating procedures. Like, we write stuff down about how we do stuff. Like, why would you do that? That sounds terrible. Like, let's not do that. And today I had a meeting where we're investigating some mess up that we had last weekend. And I'm like, okay, what new SOPs do we need to, or what changes do we need to make to SOPs? Now I'm all about SOPs. I love SOPs. They're great, you know, for some things, right? And some things you want to have that creativity happen, right? So it's like being able to balance the feminine and the masculine is so important.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think, like, if you look back at the development of our world, when I think back to my grandparents and their generation, they were not emotionally sort of developed, right? They didn't have a strong, I'm sure they had like a rich inner life of some sort, but it wasn't something that they talked about much. it wasn't something that you necessarily could get a lot out of. Like later on, we started to have people starting to see a therapist and then like coaching and spiritual guidance and things of that nature. And I think we've gotten to a place where some of that stuff has taken on, you know, so much, right? It was like people are constantly navel gazing and they get lost in that whole inner world. And I've totally been there. I think it's a very natural thing that when you start to open up in that way, you get just absorbed in that world and like all your feelings. I went through this phase where I was like, discovered all these feelings that I had inside, all these repressed things that had happened. And I was like, had to talk to my family about it all the time. I'm like, you did this and blah, 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 and you did that. Like, it made me feel this way. And you're like kind of vomiting this stuff out, right? And then you arrive at a place where you're like, yes, there are things that happen. There's wounding. I'll work through that. And I'll get to a place where, you know, I'm free today. And you realize that just because I have all these feelings that feel like came from something someone else did, they're still my feelings and my responsibility. And I can just calmly process that and then come out the other side. And really that whole journey of traveling from our minds to our hearts and our bodies and opening in love and being in the present moment with all the feelings that we have without making them right or wrong or blaming anyone for them. And I see that as kind of what's happening on a macro level as well as a society. It's great that we talk a lot more about feelings, but it's very easy to get that, have that kind of slide into being like pure drama.
Yeah, it's all exactly. Like, yeah.
Feelings that are just, we're just reinforcing feelings that are not productive, that are not helpful.
And again, it's like, about balance, right?
Yes, exactly. Right. And doing it, learning to do it the right way at the right time. And yeah, it takes practice. And it's totally understandable if we as a society are a little immature here. It's better that we're feeling the stuff than we're repressing it in most cases. But there's a development here. So I would definitely say that the new world is that we have a much more healthy, nuanced relationship with our feelings. It's a massive part of it, right? Our emotional life, with our minds and our thoughts, that we don't believe any thought that pops into our head, that we have a rational, like a mature relationship with thoughts. And then that we use all of our abilities as humans, our creative life force and our intellect and our emotional life and our bodies, our physical bodies, our spirit, all of that in service of humanity or of other people, right? That's the other thing. Like then people get into this thing where they feel like they have to fix the world because the world is broken, right? Without, like for me, it's very important. Like nothing is broken, right? Everything is exactly as it should be, but there might be something that I feel compelled to contribute in some place. And then, or compelled is maybe not even the right word here, but I feel an urge, a nudge to contribute or share something. And that's my contribution. And I have no control over where the world is going to go, right? Nobody does.
We have to start with ourselves. And that's enough, in my opinion, in my life, it's enough. Yeah. Yeah. If I can get to manage my own life and be a good person in life to other people, maybe to inspire, that's enough work for me.
yes totally. Yeah.
It's my job to say what other people are going to do or how they should be, but as a monkey see, monkey do, right? So actually we don't have to tell a lot, but do it in how we act in life and how we treat other people.
Totally. Inspire, be the role model.
Yeah.
Demonstrate, show. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I always would like to see myself as very clever and I was so smart, you know, but the last 3 years, I really, really reach a new level, how I'm judging other people all the time. So I have had a lot of work to do with myself by practicing not judging. I'm not done. Yeah. Not at all. But that was a wake-up call for me.
Yeah.
Or even like... starting
with not judging yourself for judging, right? We're humans. We judge. It's what we do. Yeah. Like we're wired to judge all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We have a few moments left in this first video, Calvin. Would you put some more words about the new world leadership? How do you...
I think it's very much about being real. All right. Some people like to talk about authenticity or transparency. I think they're like fancy words that can easily get misunderstood. I like to just think of it as being real. Being real with yourself, being real with other people. I think when we're really in tune with our essence, our higher self, our spirit, our soul, whatever it is, like that's when we don't have to think that this tiny part of us, that's the left brain, the left conscious brain, has to be in control of everything, because it can't, right? It doesn't, it's so small compared to everything that we are. And so when we're allowing ourselves to just be real and be in tune with our soul, our higher self, then we'll go places and say things or connect with people or act on intuition, inspiration, et cetera, in ways that we wouldn't be able to access any other way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the practice, is to just allow ourselves to be and be in that state.
Daily, you live in New York and I live in Denmark. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference where we are right now? How do you explore it?
Does the geography make a difference? I mean,
I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, those places are very different, right? There is a reason I chose to live here and not live in Denmark. Yeah, I mean, New York is an interesting place. And America is a very interesting place these days, right? It's what's happening here is crazy, just like insane. It's so wild. But what's fascinating too is that all the craziness of America kind of trickles down to other parts of the world. So, which is why I'm drawn to be here. Like, yeah, like the show might be like the wildest, like craziest drama on earth, but I want to be like right where the action is. That's what draws me in, as crazy as it is. But there's also, like, on a personal level, I find that America and that culture and the language and all of that draws out different sides of me than Denmark does. Like I kind of become a slightly different person when I'm in one place versus the other, and I can use it. I remember 25 years ago when I first moved to the States and I started to think and dream in English naturally. Like, since then I've been able to switch. Like, I can choose to think in Danish and it'll bring out one side of me, and I can choose to think in English and it'll bring out another side. So I think there's so much there that we humans can explore, not just in the language part, but also in where our surroundings, our environment means a lot.
It's very interesting. I worked in Germany many years ago as well. Mm. I was also dreaming in German. And when I came home, I spoke German to people and they were looking at me. I wasn't aware of.
Totally.
Yeah, but it's so exciting to explore the different cultures. Yeah, and I think it's very interesting that when you say I can do something in the Danish way and I can do something else in the American way, I think that's very interesting. But I promised myself that these videos will only take 15 minutes. And if I dive into that, you have to cancel your schedule for today.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But thank you for the first video, Calvin. I'll see you in a short while again.
I'll see you on the other link.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye for now.
See you in a sec. Bye.